Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Ralph De La Vega. How are you, Ralph?
I'm doing great, Robert. It's good to see you.
And Ralph, as you know, we've interviewed numerous times, first in 2008 or so, when he had been inventing, and we'll hear the story behind it, the actual iPhone, which we are filming on right now. And then we're going to hear some really interesting stories of what he's done from success to significance, where he culminated being vice chairman of AT&T. But I want to start, Ralph, you have a really interesting story that, in my mind, shapes you as a person in coming from Cuba. Talk about that story of what happened.
I tell people, Robert, that life is not measured where you start, but where you end. And the adversities that you have to deal with along the way, that facing adversity really brings out your true character. And I faced adversity very, very early in my life. I was born in Cuba, and my family was a close-knit family that had a strong work ethic, religious values, and traditional faith. After the revolution, however, all of our freedoms were gone. We lived in a constant state of fear and anxiety. My father's business was nationalized. He was in the food distribution business, so it was nationalized overnight. He lost everything. And kids like me who were taken from their local schools were taken to a rural school and indoctrinated to turn in your parents if, in fact, you saw them doing anything against the revolution. So it was a really difficult time for our family. And my mother thought if we stayed there, we would lose our souls. That is myself and my younger sister, Barbara. So they made the decision, the difficult decision, Robert, to leave Cuba, to come to the United States, what I call a beacon of hope, freedom, and opportunity. And in those days, when you left Cuba for the United States, you had to leave all your material possessions behind. You had to leave your house, your car, your savings account, every single material possession to the government, and then they would let you go. Well, we got to that point, and we thought the biggest and most difficult decision the family would ever have to make would be leaving Cuba. But when we got to the airport, the militiaman that looked at our exit papers said five words that changed my life and my family's life forever. And those five words were, only the boy can go. Only my papers were correct that day. The family could send me ahead, or everybody had to stay behind. We had no family in the United States. So my dad made a few phone calls and found a young family, recent arrivals to the United States, that would take me in. He said, Ralph, don't worry. I'm sending you to the greatest country in the world. I will be there shortly. It'll be like a sleepover. So I got on that airplane. I said goodbye to my parents, and I would not see them again for 4 years. I found myself in a new country with a new family. I didn't speak a word of English, and I didn't have a penny in my pocket. And Robert, I even tell people, heck, I didn't even like the food. The first food I received in the United States was a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I opened that sandwich and I said to myself, I'm in the greatest country in the world and they don't put meat in their sandwiches. So it really highlights the incredible change that I had to deal with. But you know what? I made up my mind that I was not going to be the victim of that situation. I was in the greatest country in the world, and I would do the best that I could to succeed and make my parents proud.
And so when you came there, you faced these obstacles. By the way, he wrote a tremendous book called Obstacles Welcome. I think it's right over there. That taught you that failures have hidden beneath them the greatest potential success. So you went on and, you know, built a great career, and you founded something called The Rocker. That was sort of like a phone that had music in it, and it was actually a total failure. but something emerged from that. Talk about what happened with the rocker and who that helped introduce you to that changed history.
I tell people that inside of every obstacle, inside of every difficulty, there's opportunity if you take time to look at it. So when I was the CEO of AT&T Mobility, we developed a fantastic phone, we thought, called the Rocker. It was the follow-on to a huge hit we had with Motorola called the Razr phone. So Ed Sander, the CEO of Motorola, myself, and Steve Jobs worked together to bring to the market the first phone in the world that had 100 iTunes songs in it. We did a terrific job of marketing it, and it was a total failure. People did not want to be limited to 100 songs. They wanted almost every music available and not just be limited. And so that phone actually was not successful. But it was that phone that introduced us to Steve Jobs. And when Steve decided to make a phone that he thought would be a better phone that Motorola made, he called us and we struck a deal. We had an exclusive partnership for the iPhone, a multi-year exclusive to help market the phone. We helped Steve to build the radio in a way that would work well because at that time, Apple had not built a phone. They had built computers and iPods, but never built a phone. So we collaborated with Steve and the great team at Apple. They had all the great innovation. We helped to bring that innovation to market and make it available to our customers. And the rest is history. A great lesson on how you do have to take chances. It's okay to fail. And sometimes inside of those failures, there's tremendous opportunity, as was the case with the iPhone.
And tell the story when you're in the hotel with him and you ask him about the stylus, when you knew that this was going to be a success.
Well, actually, I was in Palo Alto in Cupertino in his office. And when I first saw the iPhone, in those days, if you had a touchscreen phone, you needed a stylus because the screens were not sensitive enough to record your finger. So the first thing when I looked at the phone, I said, Steve, where's the stylus? And he looked at me and he raised his index finger and he said, this is the stylus. I said, give me that phone. I played with it and I went, wow, this changes everything. And it did. And so it was really an incredible time. By the way, he showed me the phone, but I had to sign a non-disclosure agreement that I would not tell my company, my board, my family. And we kept it a secret until it launched.
And congratulations. Obviously, that was one of the greatest game changers in the world. There's one other element in addition to diversity and inclusion about your story, which is the youth. Now, formerly, you were chairman globally of Junior Achievement, and you've always been involved with youth. Talk about the youth today and what the potential is.
I'm very proud to have been the chairman of Junior Achievement Worldwide for 4 years. Junior Achievement Worldwide teaches kids about entrepreneurship, financial literacy, and work readiness in over 100 countries each year, reaching 12 million kids in those countries with a staff of volunteers, Robert, that is 300,000 volunteers strong. And what I have done as part of my foundation in order to encourage entrepreneurship, I've now put in a six-figure sum that applies to multiple years to fund the De La Vega Global Entrepreneurship Award. And that award goes to the company of the year that is developed in these regions and countries throughout the world. Every year, these young people are taught how to staff a company. They have to pick their CEO, their CMO, their CFO, develop a product, present it to a panel of judges, and see who is has the best company. This past year, we selected a company from Denmark called Bubbles that actually came up with a product to help kids that had attention deficit disorders in the classroom be isolated from some of the surrounding noises. I'm so proud of those young people. And the year before, it was a group of young ladies from Turkey that won it. So it really is global. And it is an amazing way to emphasize that young people can do so much for this world, not to come out of school to be able to fill a job, but when they get entrepreneurship training, they can come out of school and learn how to create a job, which this company did. They had multiple kids now working for the CEO of that company, and after they graduated from school, they're going on and making the company a real company.
We have been speaking with Ralph de la Vega. We've heard about the iPhone. We've heard a fantastic story about success to significance.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions, 06604, is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions, 06604. Call us at 203-522-8801.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Robert Reese.
We're here today with Ralph De La Vega. Now, what we want to talk about is, we heard earlier about how you helped work with Steve Jobs to help introduce the iPhone. You've had tremendous success throughout your career, 42 years at AT&T, but you've told me you have stories that changed your mind and shaped your thinking to the difference between success and significance.
I wanted to convey my aha moment in Latin America. I was responsible for our wireless operations in 11 countries in Latin America. And one of those countries was Ecuador. This is in the heyday of wireless where we were growing fast. And when I looked at the operations and talked to the CEO, we both realized that they were really missing the youth market. We really needed to be more aggressive in the youth market. But we had no young people in the C-suite and very few people in the actual company. So we made a bold decision to restructure the company and create a segment called the cool segment, which meant it would address the segment of young people younger than 25 years of age. They actually called it the cool segment. And so we decided, and that was a masterstroke and a huge learning, to put a person from the segment to lead the segment. So we put a 22-year-old young lady having P&L responsibilities and reporting to the CEO to get us into the cool segment, if you will, in a more aggressive fashion. And boy, did she do a great job, Robert. She changed the distribution of the product. She changed some of the colors in the boxes and the way the product was packaged. She hired an all-girls band to promote the product. And then she had this incredible marketing plan that she turned in and showed me her proposed advertising. And when I looked at it, I had to be honest with her and tell her, I'm sorry, but I really don't like this advertisement. It's too aggressive. It's not in line with the company brand. And the room went silent. And then she said something I've never forgotten. She said, sir, you are not the target audience. I go, you know what? It was like a lightning bolt. It hit me right between the eyes, and I said, you're right. I'm going to fund you every bit of your planned marketing program. I did, and the sales started going through the roof. The text messages per capita were growing geometrically. I was so concerned that I actually called the internal audit team to double-check the numbers. But Ecuador went from having one of the lowest text messages per capita in the world to number two in the world, only behind the Philippines. And my moment of significance was I could have stopped this young lady and if I had not realized that she had a perspective that was different than mine. I didn't have that perspective. And we needed to make sure we recognize people that have a different perspective. And the significance of this, ever since I had that learning, every time I would have a different job, I would make sure that I had people from the segment I was trying to acquire be a part of the organization, not only be a part of the organization, make sure that their ideas and their head counted in how we make strategic decisions. The significance of this, Robert, is when I came back to the United States as Chief Operating Officer of Cingular Wireless and eventually its CEO, I did the same thing to attack the Hispanic market, the African-American market, and the Asian market in the United States, each time putting people in charge that knew the segments. And the result was we became number one market share in the Hispanic market for postpaid wireless service, number one in the African-American market for postpaid wireless service, and number one in the Asian market as well. It was an incredible achievement. And it was not just success. It was success with significance that highlighted to me the importance of diversity. Diversity to me is not about counting heads. It is about making heads count, having people whose ideas and thought processes influence the strategy and decisions you make. And I'm thankful for that young lady that has such a great impact on my views, my insights, and my principles that I've used ever since.
It's a tremendous story and so telling today. So most CEOs I speak with on a regular basis, their goal is trying to make a more inclusive company. As a matter of fact, as just interviewing Mary Barr of General Motors, she said, we want to be the most inclusive company in the whole world. That's our goal. So what can companies do? If you're talking to CEOs, which you actually are now, what can they do to bring more diversity and inclusion and significance to their organization?
I think the key is to make sure that you have people in your company that represent the various segments, views, and components you're trying to bring to the marketplace. And it's not just about counting how many people you have that are diverse. To me, that is not inclusion. Inclusion is when you listen to their ideas and you take a chance on implementing them, despite the fact you may have internal biases you are not aware of, like I did. And then when you have multiple people, it can't just be one, Robert. It needs to be an inclusive environment for everybody. When you do that, then the impact is like a lightning bolt. You can see diversity in its rich fullness deliver amazing results with significance.
Ralph, family has been everything to you, from defecting from Cuba to advice from your abuelo, which guided you. Talk about the concept of family and what it really means to you.
I think leaders have to have two aspects to be successful, in my view. Number one is they have to have a good education or good knowledge or good wisdom that is obtained by going through academia or through a work experience. But an equally important aspect are your values, are your ethics. And in my view, those come from your family or the community that you're a part of. It's, in essence, your North Star that guides you during difficult times, during adverse times, which all of us are going to face either in business or in life. And what you do at that point in time that reflects your values that were taught to you, to me, are the crux of making successful leaders. Successful leaders is when two of those things get combined, the wisdom and with the values, they really make an impact.
And there you have it. We have been speaking with Ralph de la Vega. We've heard about the iPhone. We've heard a fantastic story about success to significance. Final one sentence of advice that you have to today's CEOs to succeed.
I think I'm going to repeat the advice that I got from my grandmother is don't let anybody put limitations on what you can achieve and your organization can achieve. Dream big and make it happen.
There is nothing like advice from abuela. Correct?
That's correct.
Great having you on the CEO show again, Ralph.
Thank you, Robert. It's always a pleasure.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Rees, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Ann Collier. How are you, Ann?
I'm doing well today. How are you, Robert?
Great. And Ann is the CEO of Arudia. This is one of the leading boutique executive coaching companies. So tell us about what Arudia is, and also in 2004 when it was founded, what the name means, because that I wasn't clear of.
Sure. Well, as you know, I started my professional life as a tax lawyer, which is not as much fun as everybody thinks it might be. But like any good lawyer, I happen to know a fair amount of Latin. So I chose two Latin words, important Latin words, for to teach and to support, and then combine them and feminize them for obvious reasons. And that's where Arudia comes from.
And your basic business is coaching. So let's talk about something. Right now, we're in this pandemic, and a lot of people are talking about coming back to work. And there's a whole challenge that a lot of CEOs are facing on the mental health and well-being of their culture and their people, their associates. What advice do you have to them?
First of all, I'm heartened by the fact that CEOs in fields that normally don't pay attention to mental health and well-being are now focused there. The advice that I have is to engage in a real collaborative process, because part of what the pandemic has done is it's made us feel like we don't have any control over our lives. And that causes panic. It causes actually some of the unproductive behaviors that we've seen. And so rather than mandating, you know, two days a week in the office, 3 days a week, 5 days a week in the office, we're coming back in January, we're coming back in March, is actually to take the time to engage in a thoughtful, deliberate process, not just surveys, but focus groups. It'll depend on how big your organization is, but make sure that the employees feel that they have a say in it and that they own the process, so that they're willing to come back and they feel good about coming back and they feel good about the organization.
You mentioned the different size. Let's take two examples. Let's say one is a company with 50,000 associates. Another is a company with just 1,000 associates. So on the different sizes, how does the CEO engage and how do they involve their people so they can cascade all the coaching and mental health goodwill throughout the entire enterprise?
Yeah, excellent question. So I actually am working with the CEO of a 1,000-person organization right now. They are coming in the office some of the time because they're in healthcare. And so he is actually visiting some of the locations. He certainly won't see everybody, but he's making his presence known. So even with 1,000 people, which is a lot of people to have over to your house, for example, you can still engage and feel much more personally connected. So he's wanting to listen to and get advice and guidance from his employees about what's important to them, which will then feed into a survey for everybody to complete so that we can then look at what's important, what are the protocols that they want, what do they feel that they need to feel comfortable.
How do you reconcile between the customization for one individual and the mass culture where you want everyone to not have stress and to feel more comfortable?
Yeah, that's, again, such a good question. And it's something that CEOs, leaders, and managers are all having to deal with. It works best when you develop some general principles based on what your people want and then deal with the outliers, the special cases on a case-by-case basis. So maybe somebody has specific health conditions and they don't feel comfortable coming back to the office yet. As you go through the process, you get more information and then you develop, you know, sort of a set of protocols that, for example, apply to that group of people.
Now we've noticed, I think the stat was that one out of four people in America, it might be one out of five, has some type of mental health, call it challenge if you want. What can people do, CEOs, to understand that now in a very trying time with significant change, what they could do to do their original outreach and make people feel comfortable?
So both in a small organization and a large organization, it's talking to your people. And not talking to everybody, but especially in a very large organization, it's really tapping into your managers, tasking HR with doing some outreach, having some personal conversations as well, understanding it, getting you know, consulting with experts in the mental health field is very important so that you understand what the manifestations are. The National Council of Mental Well-Being has trauma-informed care. You can actually get yourself really educated so that you can recognize when somebody's having a real challenge, you know, an episode, and handle it better.
What are the fundamentals that people need to know? And I know there are people in the organization who are steeped deeply in this, but CEOs usually aren't. What is sort of the primer for a CEO to understand about the different types of people in their organization?
Sure. So the way that we work at Arudia is this principle of self-awareness, you know, understanding yourself. You can use any number of assessment tools. All of the assessment tools have some value. I use the Curtin Adaption Innovation Inventory and the Actualized Leader Profile. The KAI describes cognitive diversity, so different ways of problem solving. So it really goes to the heart of how we work and how we work differently. And then the Actualized Leader Profile is incredibly powerful because it describes our and assesses our motive drivers along with, and it's an emotional intelligence resilience-based assessment. So during these times, during these last 18 months, most of our work has been using the Actualized Leader Profile because it gives people a window into how they're responding to stress and then some control over it. So even though I'm not a mental health professional, I'm very committed to well-being through coaching. When I work with a CEO with the Actualized Leader Profile and with the KAI, and we also use Myers-Briggs type, they understand the differences, and then they actually get that some of the behaviors that they were thinking were counterproductive, not part of the team, you know, they suspend their judgment so that they've got some understanding. After we develop that greater sense of understanding, then it's about skill building. You know, how do you use coaching skills? You yourself as a leader and a manager, as well as how to have these win-win conversations, adjust your language to use really neutral language so that you can have conversations about potentially loaded issues, but very productively and always focused on solving the problem.
You mentioned something interesting, Anne, which is problem solving. And you and I have spoken about this in the past. What are, in a simple sense, the different types of problem solvers? And how can a CEO be aware of how her team is solving problems?
Sure. So this is where the Curtin Adaption Innovation Inventory comes in. This is the assessment tool that we use with all our Learning Collaborative Management Academies because it gives managers, leaders a sense of on a continuum of more structured problem solver to less structured problem solver.
So you're saying the key is how structured someone is in solving a problem, even if they don't do the assessment.
Yeah. And you can actually judge it. So I can just talk to somebody and just by working through a problem, having a discussion, listening to the kind of questions they ask, I can say, oh, this person is a lot more structured than I am. Let me make sure that I'm giving this person enough detail, that we're talking about process so that the person has security that I'm being conscientious in our joint effort to resolve this issue.
So let's get advice. What does a CEO do when they have to approach someone, disgruntled employees, they have problems? What advice do you have to those CEOs of major enterprises?
Just some risk management advice from my employment lawyer friends. When people understand different problem-solving styles, reactions to stress, they are less likely to take things personally. So that's the first thing, is developing a culture where, again, differences are understood, so transforming from annoyance to appreciation to celebration, sort of like, hey, you know, I want to talk to Robert because he thinks differently than I do. So there's that piece of it. The other thing is for the CEO to get real clarity about understanding the differences and the value so that the CEO can personally model the appreciation because it all comes from the top. The CEO and the leadership team set the tone for the culture in an organization. If it's a culture of appreciation and celebration of differences, and hey, let's fail fast, don't be afraid to make mistakes, this is hard right now, then that's the kind of culture where you get fabulous solutions, different solutions, innovative solutions.
We're about to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about helping people problem solve, which is critical right now when everyone's trying to reinvent their industry. Back in a few.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Ann Collier, who is the CEO of Arudia. And we're talking about problem solving, and you've really split it up into two categories, people who are highly structured in their problem solving or not structured. So now that CEOs are all trying to reinvent their industry, problem solving is at the center. If you're in a meeting and you're the CEO, how do you know? What are the telltale signs that someone is structured or not structured? And what can those lead to?
Sure. So as someone who is an unstructured problem solver, and what that looks like is ideas from all over the place, right? Like lots of ideas, excitement about brainstorming, a lot of, you know, throwing spaghetti at the wall and seeing what sticks. So a lot of ideas and being very free with sharing those ideas. When you're more structured, you want to solve the problem within the current structure. You're not as free with your ideas because you're sorting through them, sorting through everything like, does this work? Does this not work? So you have fewer ideas, but those ideas are ready to implement. They're sound. There tend to be bumps with the more what we call innovative ideas, the more outside the box, the ideas that come from changing the structure that's in place as compared with the more structured or more adaptive.
And so that really is one of the key areas. First, CEOs need to start looking at what they need to do. So if I was to ask you what CEOs should do, you're not going to, of course, you're going to say hire Arudia, but that's not the answer we want. The answer is start understanding how structured and unstructured people are on the continuum, correct?
That's correct. And I also would say, you know, your goal is to optimize everybody's contribution because you need all the problems that CEOs are solving are complex problems. I don't have to tell you that. Complex problems mean that part of the solution comes from that more innovative, unstructured way of thinking, and part of the solution comes from that more structured way of thinking. And so the key is to solve that problem, you know, you want to validate everybody's contribution, encourage it, and make sure that people are appreciating what each other contributes. That's part of the challenge that where we come in is helping people to understand the different problem solving styles so that they can optimize the way that they're resolving problems. And a big part of that is understanding. That's why an assessment tool like the KAI is so great. And as I said, the truth is any assessment tool that gives you a lens or insight into how people think differently and an appreciation for that and celebration of that, that it's a positive rather than an aggravation, is really adds to the team and adds to the culture of the team and the organization.
Talk about the concept of success, what it really means, and significance.
Sure. It's such a great place to be in your life, too, right? So success is about you've achieved your goals, you've gotten to the top of your organization, you've created your own organization. And significance is really about contributing to the world, to the betterment of the world in the way that you want to, in a way that really feeds your soul.
Feeds your soul. How do you know how to feed your soul?
Believe it or not, even the lawyers I work with can feed their soul. You know, they love facilitating transactions, or the employment lawyers or HR professionals, they're helping make the culture better. They resolve issues for people, solve problems. But in terms of significance, I mean, we really talk about making our mark on society. I think about one of the CEOs that I work with who started out at a pretty small organization and came to me because she wasn't feeling confident. She didn't feel like she could walk into a meeting with her peers and that she was respected or that she could share her ideas. And just a few weeks ago, actually, she's led her organization through a merger. She's doing incredibly well, bigger organization now. And I just looked at her and I said, well, you wanted to have more confidence. And she just laughed because she knew she had achieved that. But she is making a mark in her industry. She is providing and making sure that her people are providing services to those who need it in a space that's really important. And that's in healthcare, mental health, and well-being.
It's a great story. And I have a sense in interviewing CEOs, it's akin to the Renaissance. When in the Renaissance, there were all of the great thinkers, and they shaped the new society. Right now, CEOs, for the first time, are shaping a new society because they're becoming, with ESG, they're becoming more involved in the global ecosystem. And coincidentally, there's a pandemic back there, much bigger, the bubonic plague, and a pandemic now. What's your take on how CEOs are moving forward in shaping the greater world?
Such a great question. CEOs have the opportunity to shape the world by shaping personal experiences. So we talked about people coming back into the workplace. And what kind of workplace is that going to be? What kind of culture is the CEO creating? Because remember, it all comes from the top. So the CEO, the leadership team, are they just focused on the bottom line? Are they involving, are they creating like a collaborative leadership? I mean, there are all these questions about what kind of culture, what are their norms for working together? Is this a place people want to work? In that way, they shape the greater world. It's really done individually, but at scale.
It's so true what you said about Seoul. I remember speaking recently with Deepak Chopra, and he was telling me that that's the essence where everyone tries to get to, is understanding their unique Seoul.
One thing actually I'd like to share with you is in coaching at Arudia, we work across all sorts of fields. We work with lawyers, we work in healthcare, associations, corporations, nonprofits, you know, the gamut. Being Washington, D.C. based gives us a lot of opportunity, but we really work nationally and even internationally at times. I see trends. What I've seen is that people are spending more time focused on culture. They're also worried about recruiting and retention globally. So for a CEO to have a team, and I'm not talking just about the leadership team, but the entire team, they've got to make their workplace appealing. And that requires some real work. I mean, the pandemic is really the springboard for creating a new culture, creating a new tomorrow, and creating a better world.
Big question everyone wants to know. If they want to get in touch with you, what is your website?
My website is arudia.com, arudia.com.
And on that note, Anne, I want to tell you what a pleasure it is having you on the CEO show.
Thank you, Robert. It's always wonderful spending time with you.
And I do want to say, everyone, just think about, you have annoyance to appreciation to celebration, and that's where your brain should go as a CEO. Arudia.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.